Praise the Lord. Jesus, we thank you for your word, right? Oh, before we thank him for it, let's turn to Proverbs 4. And let's just see what his word does. Why should we just thank him for his word for no reason, right? You don't have to turn there. The path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter into the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Did you get that? Did you get that? Life to those who find them and their health to all their flesh. God, we pray for Russell right now in Lexington, Kentucky. We pray, God, you restore him and bring him out of that hospital, God, new, brand new, in Jesus' name. We pray for Nancy right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, you're growing new lungs in her. I'm telling you guys, he is growing new lungs in her. I want it done immediately, but God is growing new lungs in that lady. I went to see her the other day, and you know what she wanted me to bring her? I said, can you eat anything besides this slop? I shouldn't have said that. Can you eat anything? I said, what would you like the next time I go up? She said, I would like 4 White Castles, some fries, and a chocolate shake. Now, you got to be healthy to want something like that. So, God, I thank you, God. Amen. If y'all want to go see her, take her a sack of White Castle. Sit there and enjoy them with her. But in Jesus' name, God is doing something, and she's getting new lungs. Because God knows that's the only way she can ever come out of that place. That's the only way. New lungs. So praise God for new lungs. Praise God for new discs. Thank you for a new back, God. Thank you for new eyes that don't need these dollar store cheaters, God. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. If you wear glasses, there's no condemnation. No, but you don't want them, do you? God's able. Come here a second, Rachel. I just got to tell you a story. You like to tell stories. I do like to tell stories. Jesus told a lot of stories. When Joanna was here, I don't know if it was 3 times ago, I don't remember. First time, she got a revelation from God, and I believe that with all my heart. God was just trying your faith. And she believed for a healing in Jesus. Now, you're going to think this don't sound like a testimony, but it is. It's a testimony of the faith that God puts in us. She came to the altar, and she was... Were you weeping or I don't even remember. But I remember she said, I believe God wants to heal my eyes. And you got real glasses. I don't know how strong, but very strong. So she told me, she said, Pastor Mark, I believe the Holy Spirit told me to break these glasses. Now you're going to get upset, brother, because it probably cost you some money. She said, but I can't do it. Will you break my glasses? I'm like, man, okay, I'm a good pastor, so I broke them suckers and stepped on them and stomped them. I think there was nothing left to reclaim, was there? Twisted them. Well, guess what? She still has glasses, but God will honor that faith. And I want you to know that God honored that. Right. Amen? Right. And I'm not picking on you at all, but God honors it when we scream. God honors that. Because did you notice it spread? Did you notice people might just be waiting for somebody to say something or do something. So praise the Lord for you, young lady. Praise God for new eyes. No, wait a minute. Come here. Let's pray for her new eyes. Extend your hand up here in Jesus' name. We thank you for new eyes. We thank you, God, that you reward those who diligently seek you and love you. Seek your face, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you for new eyes, God. Brand new eyes, God. That's for all of us, God. Brand new eyes, God. Brand new spiritual eyes, God, that'll see what you want us to see, God. Shokoradadea. We love you, Jesus. Bless you, sis. Did you want to add to that?
No, but can I share something else?
Yes, please do.
Can I share two things?
Okay, two things.
Okay, today is the Jewish celebration of Purim, which God has really put on my heart this past week, and I've just, like, totally obsessed with it now, and I made Haman's cookies last night. And anyways, the celebration, you dress up in costumes and Jewish faith, and you give gifts of food, and you give to charity in celebration of the Jewish people being saved by God and the work of Esther from Haman's evil regime. So when you're out today, buy at the restaurant or whatever, you want to give gifts of food and give to charity in celebration of what God's done, because we are adopted into the people of God through the blood of Jesus Christ. Secondly, I need a really expensive dental work done because I had some dental piece that broke, and the beginning of the week I called the insurance again, and again they denied it. And then yesterday we received a check in the mail for the amount that I need for that dental work.
Wow.
It was from a friend who I met through politics. I've only met her in person 3 times, but she said that God put it on her heart to send us that check.
Praise God. So wasn't Hillary, was it? No, I didn't think so. Just messing with you. Praise God. What an awesome testimony. Praise the Lord. Well, go to Hebrews, please. Hebrews 3, verse 7. You know, he's talking about preparing the way last week, weren't we? Just barely touched that, I think. Prepare the way for what? Right. What are we preparing? What was John the Baptist preparing the way for? The coming of the Lord, right? Who? Jesus. Praise the Lord. Right answer, Jesus. Y'all got it? Hebrews 3, verse 7. Lord, we thank you for your word. I thank you, God, it won't be boring. I thank you, God, that it'll be exciting as it is, God. In Jesus' name, God, that you will build us up with the word. You will press us forward with the living word of God, Lord, in Jesus' name. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you will hear his voice, what's required there before anything can happen? Does it say you can hear his voice if he's in a bad mood or you're in a good mood? Or what does it say? If, that depends on you. Like Donna was saying, that depends on you. You can take the word of God and you can be like the king. I can't even think, y'all probably know his name, but he sat there one night with a penknife and he started cutting out pieces of scripture he didn't like and throwing them into his fire. Y'all know what king was that, Donna? Y'all know the story. And pretty soon, there wasn't nothing left. And that's the way a word of God is. When you start throwing stuff out that you don't agree with, you don't like, none of it is faith anymore. Because if I'm able to throw this one out, well, next week I can throw this one out. You got to take the whole counsel of God. I said, you got to take the whole counsel of God. Come on, if you agree, you got to take the whole counsel of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And if society don't agree with it, guess what? That cannot mold you. You're molded into his image, not America's image of God, not America's image of what's nice and what's not nice. I'm not even going to go there. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion in the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me and tried me and saw my works for how long? 40 years. How long did they say it would take to have got there if they hadn't went in circles? About 11 days. Landon, you're familiar with the food pantry, aren't you? Would you go get me a bottle of water, please? Thank you, brother. Saw his work for 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with that generation and said, they will always go astray in their heart, then they have not known my way. So I swore in my wrath, they will not, enter my rest. Beware, brethren, lest there be any of you of an evil heart of unbelief. Well, of what? What's unbelief? It's opposite of what? Faith. Unbelief's opposite of faith. Is that true? Departing from the living God, but exhort one another. What? Exhort one another. If one of y'all's down, if one of y'all's having trials and tribulations, if one of y'all's sick, exhort each other. Exhort each other. What's that mean? Raise up. Puff. Bring up, God. Bring up to the level that God's got for them, right? God don't have you a little level down here for you and a big level for somebody else. God has a great work for you. If we don't get through too much, that's okay. I don't care. Exhort one another, thank you, daily while it is called what? Today. Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of what? Deceitfulness of what? Sin. What's that saying about sin? It's deceitful. Right? What's deceitful mean? It promises you one thing and gives you something else. Ever been there? Praise God, you didn't make it all the way to the end, right? For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Eternal life, praise God. We got something to celebrate this morning. I got to celebrate eternal life. I'm going to live forever. Are you going to live forever? I got news for you. Everybody's going to live forever somewhere. It's just a matter of where you're going to go when it's over. It's not over. It's just transition. Oh, I think this world is hell. Whoa. No, it gets a lot worse than that. Praise God. This earth is heaven if you want it. Through the trials, through the tribulations, it's good. He is good. Where am I, 16? 14? Today, it is said, today if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. And I'm going to go on to Hebrews. Go to Hebrews 4, verse 1. Therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, that promise remains of entering God's rest. Let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. Indeed, the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them. Because why? Because it was not mixed with faith in those who heard it. For we who have believed do enter that rest, as he said, so I swore in my wrath, they will not enter my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Verse 6, since there therefore it remains that some must enter it, and those, I'm gonna go on. I don't want to read. I wanted to read this whole thing, but verse 11, let us therefore be diligent. What's that mean? Give me a good definition of that, Rachel. You're a teacher. Make every effort. That would be diligent, wouldn't it? Every effort to enter. Be diligent. That sounds like we're working to enter his rest, doesn't it? You do work to enter his rest. You obey his word. You believe him. Faith moves God. You know, all the good works you do, you know, it's like filthy rags before him. But if you're doing it in faith, it's a good thing. Amen? Don't let people tell you not to do works. If you have faith, you will do works. Amen? If you're doing faith out of coercion or because Pastor Mark says, we're going to do this or we're going to fast this day or we're going to do that, you know, it doesn't profit you anything unless there's faith involved. You do it because you want to please. Like Donna said, when we first came to the Lord, we did things because we wanted to please God, because we knew what we were, and we knew where we were headed, and we wanted to please anybody that would suffer and die on a cross for our sins. Amen? The Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him whom we must give account. We have a great high priest, don't we, who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. Sarah, hold fast your confession. You've been through some trials and you've been through some tribulations, but you hold fast your confession. What's your confession this morning? He is faithful. Jason, what's your confession this morning? Faithful? Opal, what's your confession this morning? He's a promise keeper. Anybody got anything different? Just share it. Healer. Peace. Redeemer. Yes. What else? Mighty. Mercy. What mercy? Mercy is new every morning, right? Anybody else? Come on, man. I want to hear what God's showing. I want to hear your confession. What is he to you? He's everything. That covers it, man. My friend. Yes, he's my friend. He's a friend that what? Sticks closer than a brother. Yes. Shepherd. You guys are smart. Bridegroom. Healer, deliverer, savior, friend. Woo! Rock, restorer. King. Man, we could probably love. Yes, he's love. He's love. He's love, man, because you know what? He knows what we desire in the spirit, doesn't he? I'm glad you said that. There was five of us that are sitting in here that went to Randy Stonehill concert Wednesday night. And it was more than a concert. It was like, it was just church. It was very good. But he's singing a lot of new songs, which were really, really good. But when I walked in there, I think I told y'all, I said, I want to hear him sing I Love You. And you know I've sung that in here before. I said, God, I want to hear that song live. I've never heard it live. And he brought up what brought him into superstardom in the Christian music industry was he said, I turned out this song called I Love You, and the Billy Graham people heard it, and Billy Graham wanted me to sing it on their movie, A Time to Run, I think was the name of it. And I remember that movie. It shows going up on top of this hill in L.A., I guess, to a park, and all these hippies are walking up the hill, and they're all going up there to worship the Lord. And it's got Randy Stonehill singing, I love you, 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 I love you. And, man, he did it. And I'm like, wow, that's so cool, God, because you heard. Now, he probably had it planned, but God knew that what I wanted to hear from him. So God is good, isn't he? That's just seemed like a small thing, but to me that was a big thing for me because that's what I ask, and praise God for that. Verse 14. We have a great high priest, amen, who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. Sarah, hold fast your confession. Everybody that said something about their confession, hold fast your confession. Hold fast. when the times are hard, when the enemy's bucking, when the enemy's sticking his pitchfork at you, hold fast your confession. You will see the promise fulfilled if you don't faint. You will see a great harvest if you faint not. Amen? All right, you know I'm wandered a lot. I want to get off here. To have peace and rest, we must have confidence and joy. Would you agree with that? We must have confidence and joy if we're going to rest. Nehemiah 8, 9. And you know what was going on with Nehemiah? What was he big for? What was he famous for? Building the wall. Praise God. Got a lot of people right now building the wall of intercession, building the wall of prayer, building the wall, building the wall, building the wall. And there's intercessors sitting on that wall. They're watchmen, and they're watching out. And they're looking over this nation, and they're praying over this nation, something that I didn't know about much when I grew up. But there's people that are covering us night and day with prayer. Praise God for that. Thank you for obeying the Lord. Amen. It's the only reason America still exists. Prayer. Prayer. Nehemiah 8, verse 9. Nehemiah, who was a governor, Ezra the priest and scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all the people, "This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn nor weep." For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. And he said to them, "Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portion to those for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." And that strength means safety, protection, refuge, fastness, a harbor, a place of refuge, a stronghold of refuge of God. So the Levites quieted the people, saying, "Be still, for the day is holy. Do not be grieved," which means tortured. Do not be grieved, for the day is holy. Holy. Stand up a minute, please. Come on, you need to stretch. This is a seventh inning stretch. Only two more innings, man, and you're out of here. Praise the Lord. Maybe, maybe not. Okay, y'all gonna sing with me now and clap your hands.
Going like this.
This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in Him, and be glad in Him. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in Him. This is the day that the Lord has made. Keep clapping and jump. Come on. Come on, you can jump, you can twirl, you can spin. Jesus is the way that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in Him, and be glad in Him. I will rejoice and be glad in Him. Jesus is the way that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yeah, praise the Lord. So I know these two girls sat here and go, No. You're thinking, I know what it's going to be. I know what it's going to be. I know I do that song a lot. When Donna and I first got saved, it was one of the three or four songs we knew. And we used to get up in the morning before we prayed, and we'd say, "This is the day." And we don't sing real good, but we'd sing to the Lord. What a way to start your day, to recognize that this is the day that the Lord has made. Therefore, we should rejoice and be glad in it. If you don't, you'll be depressed and dread it. Really, you need to start your day with that. Don't have to be that song, but you need to thank you, Lord. Thank you for this rainy, cold, dreary day, God. It is the day you've made. You've orchestrated this day for me. Praise God in all of creation. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to stop. I'll be back to the... Y'all okay? You're like, what's wrong with him? Nobody's figured it out yet. When you do, let me know. You should have met me before Jesus. You really should have. No, you shouldn't have. So the Levites quieted the people. Shut up! And be still! They didn't say shut up. Be still, for the day is holy. Do not be grieved. Do not be grieved. Do, Faith Harvest, do not be grieved. Only grieving I can hear in the Bible, I remember, is do not grieve the Holy Spirit. You don't want to grieve the... We don't want to grieve. Praise God. We do not want to grieve. We can have tears. We can go to a funeral. We can lose a loved one. We can be sad and weep. But you know, we're not to be grieved in our spirit. We're not to let that pull us down into depression. It will. It will. If you let it get a hold, I don't know why we're going here, but if you let it get a hold of you, you will be the most depressed person on the planet. More depressed than a non-believer. Because you got a way out and you won't take it. Amen? Shoo! I'm not grieved. Say, I'm not grieved. I won't be grieved. No, devil, I won't be grieved. Ain't no grave gonna hold this body down. No. Man, that's the worst can happen to me is die and go to heaven. What's that? What's that, man? Let's die. Let's go. It's time. Let's go, right? Y'all aren't shaking your heads. If it's time, let's go, God. Woo! First Thessalonians 5:16. I think we're getting there pretty quick. Pretty quick. Why don't we pray this prayer together? I meant to do this at the beginning. I know we can't do it out of order, but humor me. Everybody close your eyes and focus on the Lord. Just pray this prayer out loud. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, everybody, come on, don't matter who's next to you, shove them with your elbow if they don't say it. Lord Jesus, speak to my heart, change my life, in your mighty name, Jesus, amen. I saw that elbow, Elizabeth. Praise God. Yes, yes, I see that elbow. Yes, 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 yes. Praise the Lord. Where did I tell you to go? 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16. Rejoice, how often? Rejoice, how often? Always. Pray without ceasing. And everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. I was thinking about praying without ceasing. Landon, you're probably experiencing that, right? Oh, you got it on your T-shirt. Praise God. I told him to wear that today. Pray without ceasing. And I thought, man, when you were brand new in the Lord, brother, guess what? And I'm all for, you know, please don't hear me wrong. I'm all for prayer. I'm all for coming together in prayer. I'm all together for regimented. I'm for that, okay? But I want you to know something. When it says to pray without ceasing, an unrenewed person would go, what's that? All the time, all I'm going to do is pray? Man, that's a drag. No, really, you would think that. But you know what I figured out? Pray without ceasing. I didn't figure it out. I used to know it better than I do now. When I had that first love fire, which I got, but I'm claiming back what I've lost in Jesus' name. Come on, just be honest with yourself. You used to pray without ceasing if you were really, 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 really born again. What's that mean? It means you lived it. You breathed it. You talked to Jesus all day long. He was your friend. It wasn't like, oh, God, I got to do this. I got to get on my knees and I got to do this penance to you. No, you did it because you felt his presence. You wanted to, exactly. But sometimes you can make it into like, okay, here's my regiment. I'm for reading the Bible every day. I'm for studying the Bible every day. But when it becomes a dry, cold, regimented thing that really don't mean anything, you could read three chapters of the Bible, and if somebody asks you what it was about, you go, I don't know. You wouldn't say that because you're too religious for that. You say, oh, well, you wouldn't understand. I'm much too scholarly for that. But, you know, you can't. Man, it's life. It's life. It's life. It's life. He's my friend, man. I want to know everything I can about him. Man, y'all that are married and, you know, you've got a good marriage, even if you don't have a good marriage, you will in Jesus' name. But when you first met, man, it was like, you know, guys don't talk on the phone. Well, I don't guess anybody talks on the phone much anymore. They just do. But you texted to your loved one. You wanted to know everything about them, didn't you? I wanted to know everything about Donna. Donna wanted to know everything about me. We wanted to plan our future. Come on, and I'm not being sappy. I'm just saying when you're in love, you want to know that person. So how much more when you fall in love with Jesus? You did fall in love with Jesus, didn't you? When you fall in love with Jesus, but you know, you can go, well, it's like marriage. You've been married a while. You start kind of taking each other for granted, and so-and-so watches sports all day, and the other one, you know. See, that's what's not good for a marriage. It's not healthy for a marriage. And especially that's not healthy for a marriage to Jesus, because his mercies are new every morning. His revelations are new every morning. So rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice always. This scripture, do you know what preceded this scripture in Thessalonians? Do you know what he was talking about previous to this? What? Coming of the Lord. The coming of the Lord. He was talking about Jesus' return. Right? Y'all can check it out. I don't want you to be ignorant, brethren, right? The Lord's coming with a shout. He's coming to take away his bride. He's coming to take his church. Amen? Those who belong to him. Excitement, excitement, excitement in the early church. You know what? They thought he was coming back then, didn't they? They thought he was coming back, right? You read the scripture. They thought he was coming back. How much more, what, 2017 years later? How much more? It is hot in here, sis. It is. I don't know what that is. Fire, fire. When Jesus came the first time, said to John the Baptist, prepare ye the way of the Lord and make his path straight. By who? John the Baptizer. John the Baptist said that, didn't he? Or there was said about him. There was joy, 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 wasn't there? There was joy at Jesus' first coming, wasn't there? There was joy at his birth, wasn't there? Said the angels, the heavenly host, rejoice, rejoice. And there was songs in heaven and sounds in heaven. But the people rejoiced because of what? Signs, wonders, and miracles, right? They rejoiced. Hosanna, 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 Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna with palm branches in their hands. Hosanna, 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 Hosanna. Praise the Lord. They rejoiced at his resurrection. Praise the Lord. He is risen. He is risen. He is risen. He is risen. And you know they were living prophecy. There was prophecy of Jesus' first coming. So, if they were preparing the way of the Lord, we're not preparing the way of the Lord for him, his first coming, are we? What are we preparing the way for? What should we be preparing the way for? He's not a baby in a manger anymore. He's not a broken man on a cross. He didn't stay in the grave, and he's not staying in heaven forever. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive, and he's coming back. He's coming back soon. You got to keep that in your heart. He is coming back soon. And I don't want you to think, oh God, I got to get ready. I'm having a bad day. Lord, I'm not living right for you. I won't get to go in the rapture. No, you should look forward to that event. Just like they looked forward to his first coming, we need to start looking forward to that event. I know y'all were in the Jesus movement. You know, I was still a heathen then. But you know what? I know from a lot of the songs then that they looked forward. There was an excitement about Jesus' return. It's got weak now. It's kind of got weak and watered down right now. But God wants us to look forward to his return. I wish we'd all been ready. Not that version. So we're to prepare the way for his second coming. Prepare the way for those that don't know, right? How do we know he's coming again? We have the infallible word of God. Promises he's coming again. 300 prophecies of Jesus' first coming, over 700 prophecies of his second coming. So we've got a lot of prophecy and scripture to stand on. To prepare the way for the Lord, you must know it and believe it. You must know it and believe it. And when you do that, you will have joy, you will have peace, you will have rest, you will have expectancy. I am victorious. I am victorious. Just say that. Say it again. Now say it like you believe it.
I am victorious.
Oh, that was good. Let's hear that again.
I am victorious.
Shake your hand. I am victorious. Yeah. Now, everybody, we are victorious. Let's try. We are victorious. 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 We are more than conquerors. Yes, through Jesus Christ who strengthens us. Say that again. I like that growl. Say it again.
We are more than conquerors.
Ruah. Ruah. Come on, man, you could get a troop together there. You got a Marine setting over there, man. You don't want to go in the Army. You're going to go in the Marines. Praise the Lord. So let's stand up. Oh. Oh. Lord, prepare the way. Prepare the way in my heart right now. Prepare the way in my life, God. Prepare the way in my family for what you want to do. Do you know him. Not do you know about him, do you know him? Because the Bible says there will be a day when he'll say, I never knew you. Depart from me, you accursed who works lawlessness. Jesus loves you. Just your eyes closed, your head bowed. Jesus loves you. I want to tell you this. I know this to be true. Jesus loves you, and God has a plan for your life. And it's a good one. And it don't matter how long you waited, God still can redeem the time. He can still redeem your life. He can still redeem your destiny. But it does take saying yes. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, you will be saved. That's a promise from the Word of God. So with every head bowed and every eye closed, now let's do it the right way. With every eye wide open and head looking up, do you need Jesus to forgive you? Do you need Jesus to save you? Listen to that voice in your head right now, in your heart. Listen to that voice. Do you know him? He wants to know you. He wants to redeem your life. He has good, good things for you. But if you would like to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior this morning and seal it, oh, the journey's never over, by the way. It's not like a one-time deal. Praise God, I'm saved and forget it. No, it's a lifestyle. It's a lifetime plan. But if God is speaking to you and you need Jesus, all you just raise your hand right now. Raise your hand if you want Jesus. Praise God. Anybody else? God has a plan for you. You want Jesus to come into your life. You want Jesus to forgive you. You want Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. If that's you, come on. Come on. Raise your hand, man. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Don't deny what he's pulling you. He's pulling you. He loves you. When you quit hearing that voice, you're in trouble. Listen, man, there's been a lot of people go to their graves saying, well, some other time, a more convenient time maybe. No, you cannot come to the Lord unless you're drawn by the Holy Spirit. You cannot get up in the morning and go, I'm coming to the Lord today. That's arrogant. You can't do that. Only through the Spirit of God drawing you can you come to the Lord. But you don't waste this opportunity. You, brother, praise God. You guys know the Lord, or you know the Lord, right? You know the Lord, brother? Do you know the Lord, brother? Praise the Lord. But you're saying, what are y'all confessing when you raise your hand then?
I love him. He's my best friend. He's my best friend.
Right with him?
It is.
If there's anything you need to do, what about you, brother?
He's the light and the way and the truth.
Amen.
And strength.
Amen.
My hand went up when you mentioned forgiveness.
I need
forgiveness.
You need forgiveness?
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Come on up here. God's the one that's going to forgive. But go on up to the altar, brother. Go on up to the altar. Danny, go up there and pray with him. See what the Holy Spirit shows you. Anybody else? I need the Lord. I need the Lord. I need the Lord. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back.